Bless the Lord.
I'm going to read Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 through 22 in English, and then Rabbi Glenn will read it in the original Hebrew from our Torah. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the Israelis swear an oath. He had said, God will surely come to your aid. And then you must carry my bones up with you from this place. After leaving Sukkot, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in the pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Rabbi Glenn.
Vayhi b'shalach paro et ha'am, v'lo nachum Elohim derech eretz plishtim ki karofu, ki amar Elohim pen yinachem ha'am, Birutam milchama vishavu mitzrayma. Vayisov Elohim et ha'am derech hamidbar yam suf. V'chamushim alu v'nei Yisrael me'eretz mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe et atzmot Yosef imo ki hashbea hishbia et...
The parasha for this week is Bashalach, which means when he let them go. The parasha for this week covers Exodus chapters 13, verse 7, through chapter 17, verse 16. Last week, we left off with the plague and the death and Elohim's gift of Passover. As we look to this week, Pharaoh has decided to let the Israelis leave Egypt. El Gabor, mighty God, does not send the Israelis the shortest way out of town. He has the Jewish people travel along the southern way towards Etham. God's decision for this is because the destruction of Egypt is not quite finished. When God is finished with Pharaoh, the world will know the power our God possesses. Pharaoh's heart is hardened, and he realizes he cannot let the Jewish people go. For whom would make the bricks and perform all the labor? Pharaoh gathers up his army of chariots. The Lord hardens the heart of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh retaliates after the Israelis. As Pharaoh approaches the Jewish nation, the Israelis see Pharaoh's army coming. And even though the Israelis have the protection of God's pillar of cloud in the day and the pillar of cloud at night, they have great fear. The Jewish people ask, Moses, were there no graves in Egypt that you have taken us to die in the wilderness? What have you done bringing us to this place? Now the pillar of cloud of God is right there. How easily they forget. Even today, we have the Holy Spirit in our heart. But yet at the first sign of trouble, we turn on each other and do not trust the Lord, just as the Israelis did on the banks of the Red Sea. Moses calls out to the Lord, and the Lord responds to Moses and instructs him to stretch out his staff to the sea and divide it so that the people may walk through the sea on dry ground. He tells Moses, the Egyptians will follow in after you, but you will not see them again. The Israelis are on the west bank, and the wind is coming from the east. This means that the water is divided on the opposite bank and works its way across towards them. God is all powerful, and if he chooses to split it right in front of them, he can do so just like that. But it takes most of the night for the sea to be split. So you can imagine the fear that they were feeling as they waited for the Egyptians just on the other side of that pillar of fire. The Egyptians are held at bay by the power of God's presence. The sea parts, and the Israelis, numbering 2 million, cross. We know there were 600,000 men, their wives, children, and animals. The Lord divided the Red Sea in a great width in the Israelis so they could cross. Because the sea is divided on the other side, as the Israelis enter into the sea on dry land, Pharaoh's army is allowed to pursue after them to cross the sea. Pharaoh watches his army from a high spot, and he watches in fear because he sees the sea move in a way he has never seen before. And as they are led into the water begins to cover the dry bed of land across from the west to the east. So he suddenly doesn't see his men anymore. And it traps the Egyptian army coming forward. And the water overtakes the Egyptian army, and they all perish. The whole world will know this story and what happened to Pharaoh and his army, and God's glory will be seen in this event. Moses and the Israelites begin singing songs because they are so relieved. And they sing, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider are thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength, and he has become my salvation, my Yeshua. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." The song continues on. The Israelis travel for 15 more days, and food is becoming a little scarce. The people begin kvetching for fear of dying in the desert. The Lord tells Moses, "I am about to rain bread from heaven, and the people should go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I might test them to see if they will follow my laws and decrees." God instructed the Jewish people to gather only what they needed each day. If they need much, they should gather much. If they need little, they should gather little. But they will all have what they need. If they take too much, it will spoil on them. And this is a test to learn discipline. What we need versus what we want. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but this is an area that I know I struggle with. I make a conscious decision to go out and buy the things that bring me pleasure and frequently not give a thought to those who might be missing a meal tonight. Praise God for his grace and his mercy and for the increase he gives us so that we may become more like him and not like our old selves. On the sixth day, the Israelis gather a double portion because on the seventh day, the Sabbath, they will not gather. If they try to gather 2 days' worth on any other day, it would spoil. The people continue kvetching for more. God comes to them in a cloud and says to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them at twilight, you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." In the evening, God delivers the quail to the camp. In the morning, dew lies on the ground. And as it dries, manna bread, fine as frost, appears on the ground. And people can gather it and make bread and eat it. As the Israelis move from the wilderness of Sin, they camp at Rephidim. The people begin kvetching for lack of water. There's an awful lot of kvetching going on here. The people spend too much time grumbling, contrary to us. I mean, we spend our waking hours praising, worshiping, following God faithfully, don't we? No, we don't, do we? We are just like the Israelis in the desert. Nothing changes in 3,700 plus years. Some thoughts to remember. In John chapter 6, Yeshua feeds the Israelis bread and they yearn for more. Adonai tells them, "Do not labor for food that will perish, but for food that endures to eternal life." Yeshua tells them our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. He gave them bread to eat. Yeshua tells them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. All that the Father gave me will come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Brothers and sisters, we can have things here, food, homes, cars, but the real bread of life is Yeshua. To partake of this is joy we can barely fathom. El Gabor, mighty God, has given us his Holy Spirit so we can have God in us to lead us and guide us in his righteousness and to do his will. God creates in us in a desire to pursue him and be in his will. This is a great honor and a great responsibility. Will you seek and follow God and see his revelation through his creation on earth? Will you do it when you are tired, when it is not easy, when other peoples pull you in the ways of the world? Will you do his will? Brothers and sisters, this is his call for you and for me. Amen.